Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. It is 11 o'clock central with the latest update on Hurricane Laura. 75 mile an hour winds, pressure now 990 millibars. We're about 620 miles southeast of Galveston. The movement right now west northwest at 16 miles an hour. So starting off with the satellite, you can see the size of the storm here. You can see some of that strong convection right here in the middle. Even the last few images we have from satellite, starting to see some of that convection get stronger with time. We do forecast in this new forecast to be able to continue to strengthen with time as we approach the coastline, the upper Texas coast into Louisiana. And you can see the sheer size. You can see the size that we were looking at on satellite, but even looking at the wind field about 150 miles away from the center, you can see those tropical storm force winds. And that's why if you bring this north, you can see exactly what we're looking at in the wind. So you look at that wind field, we can start looking at these points. 7 a.m. Wednesday, and we do forecast Hurricane Laura to become a major hurricane, and that is in the category 3 area. And that's why just a big impact. You got the winds, you got all the impacts associated with this system. And then by 7 p.m. on Wednesday, 7 a.m. Thursday, making landfall, but we can't just focus just on that landfall point because you see the winds, you see the aspects of the surge and also the rain. With time getting into the up near Shreveport, 7 p.m. on Thursday, still a tropical storm and even a depression as we get into Arkansas. So some big impacts, put that rain on top of those winds, and you can see some significant trees down and power outages. So we've definitely got to prepare for this system. Some of the arrival times of the tropical storm force winds, this right here is Wednesday, 8 a.m. So even tomorrow morning, you can start seeing some of these winds reach southeast Louisiana and then moving northward through the day on Wednesday. So some of those impacts are significant. One is the rainfall, significant rainfall associated with Hurricane Laura. You can see really close to our path, right along that center and to the right-hand side, you can see some of these significant rainfall amounts. So we're talking portions of upper Texas coast, east Texas, western Louisiana seeing some significant rainfall, even up into Arkansas. So this is a dangerous setup. You start putting that much rain down on the ground, that could cause some flash flooding. So we're definitely urging everyone to stay off the roads as we start looking at this system produce that rainfall. Turn around, don't drown. It's just a dangerous aspect of these systems is the rain, and being outside just makes it so dangerous. Even with time, this tropical moisture spreads over into Tennessee, in North Mississippi and Alabama, and that could produce some flash flooding. Storm surge, the most dangerous aspect of these tropical systems. This is the new map that we have. You start looking at some of these values, a life-threatening situation when it comes to the storm surge. You start looking at Galveston Bay, 3 to 5 foot of storm surge. And then you start Port Bolivar, the Bolivar Peninsula to Sea-Rim State Park, 6 to 9 foot of storm surge. And further east, Sea-Rim State Park, right here over to Intercoastal City. Look at this value, 9 to 13 foot of storm surge. Even Intercoastal City over portions of southeast Louisiana, you can see 7 to 11 and eventually even 4 to 6 reaching over to the mouth of the Mississippi River. So listen to those local officials, life-threatening storm surge. If you're told to leave, you definitely got to get out of those dangerous areas. So we'll be keeping an eye on the latest on Hurricane Laura from right here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida.